Episode 91, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Calmness, and Fireworks.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, happy day, happy day. How are you? Yes, did you listen? You are beautiful. Yeah, that just happened. Did you know that? You are beautiful. And with that, I just have to say, well, we got to get going because we've got so much to chat about today. It's confession time. And it's going to be fun. Maybe not so much for me. No, it's going to be fun. But I want to just say hello to everyone out there around the world. Thank you for bringing us into your homes, into your ears, and more importantly, into your heart, and allowing me just to kind of have some fun with you because I really do. I have a lot of fun. It is a party every day. You've heard me say that about our household of seven. It is a party every day, and there's always something new coming up. In fact, you're going to hear a little bit about that today as we chat. Some domestic beauties. Just so you know, we are revamping the website. You've heard this before. So thank you so much for your patience. We've got new programs that are coming out, free ones too. So be on the lookout here. Probably it'll be in April that you'll be hearing about them. If you're listening to this and it's not the time frame that I actually recorded it, still be sure to sign up and I will let you know when those programs will become available. Some of them are ones that we repeat over and over again. Some of them are open all the time. So it just depends. But definitely go to createyournow.com and sign up for the newsletter there. Also, I would just love to hear from you, okay? Leave me a voicemail if you'd like, or send me a little sweet love note at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com and let me know what you're thinking. For those of you who have subscribed and reviewed on iTunes, thank you so much for taking those seconds, those minutes of your time and of your day to do so. I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You guys just make me smile every day. And I can't wait because after I'm done recording this, I'm going to go do my mileage, yes, for the day. So I'm excited for that. Maybe I'll just chat a lot longer so I don't have to do the mileage for today. But it's really sunny outside. I don't know where it is, how it is with you. I hope you're feeling smiles within your heart. Well, I want to talk a little bit about short fuses today. Calmness and fireworks. And part of my confession side is that you all know that I have, did have, do have, depends have, on, I have a short fuse, and it's always with the ones I love the most that get that short fuse. And it's something I worked on. I actually went to counseling for that. Got some tools and strategies, actually techniques to work with that. And, I'm opening myself up here because I want you guys to understand that, imperfections can be actually used for the better of who you are. And this imperfection of my short fuse, my anger, if you want to call it that, has really, really kind of grounded me, so to speak. And when you think of a fuse, you don't think of being grounded because when a fuse goes off, it's not grounded, right? But if you're grounded, it can change and it can become fireworks. So it can become very good. At the same time, calmness can actually be good and bad. If you deal with irritability or rage, I don't know if you know what anger means, but I actually looked it up. I looked it up and it says a feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. Ooh, that just doesn't make me feel good reading that at all. But it's a feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. Another, like a synonym for it is rage or irritability, irritation. You just don't like it, okay? It's not what you wanted. It's not on your, it's not your idea or it's not your expectation, okay? So you get angry or you have anger about a situation. So with this, I grew up somewhat with a short fuse in the family. And so Can that, do I believe that sometimes those things can be passed down? Yeah, they can be. But you see, when I really began to look at that and I looked at my reflection in the mirror and I said, I do not want this part of me to carry on. Okay, I want to stop it. I want to find a way to control it, to temper it. Okay, whether I need to put it out, whether I need to ignite it, because actually anger sometimes can be a very good thing at times, right? I mean, if you're in trouble or someone's about to hurt you, you may get angry. That may actually save your life. So it depends on the situation that you're at. But again, looking at that with a definition, think about it with calmness. Some of you don't anger easily, but what happens is you bottle it all up inside because you don't want confrontation and you hold it in and it begins to just bubble and bubble and bubble. That calmness about it, that non-confrontational person, that can be just as bad as the short fuse person. So I don't want you to think that, oh, well, I don't have a short fuse, Christiane, so this isn't for me. Nope, nope, nope. I want you to hang on because this is a great one. This is a great story. Seriously, it really is. I'm kind of giggling. I can't wait to share it all with you. But with that, okay, anger is something that does need to be dealt with, whether you deal with it in calmness or whether you're dealing with it as a firework. Wherever you are on the spectrum, okay, it needs to be dealt with. And as moms, especially, we are on the front lines. Do you ever feel that way? You're really on the front lines? Yeah, everything's coming at you left and right. I mean, if we were to put a if we were to make like a comic strip of this, I could just see things flying at you. You know, we talk about multitasking. You have one child comes in with the report card. You have another child that comes in and, oh, they got in a car accident. Another child comes in and, oh, they broke up with their boyfriend. Another child comes in, their best friend just hit them. Another child comes in and says, Mom, hi. And you have all these things. And then the hubby comes home and they're like, oh, you won't believe what happened at work. And then you have the kitchen preparation and you're cooking dinner and you have concerts. And oh my goodness, you're just like, bah! You don't know what to do. You're on one end or the other, calmness or fireworks. Regardless, anger is something that has to be dealt with on the front line. And we as moms, as women, we are on the front line of that. And sometimes that makes it a little more challenging because depending upon how it works in your family, for me, my husband is very, very busy. He has a tremendous schedule that he does not have a lot of control over, unfortunately. So with that in mind, when we have that, I become literally the first line of defense, good or bad, okay? And so the kids come in and it's mommy. Mommy has to answer to it. Mommy's the disciplinarian. Mommy's the daddy comes and backs up, but he's not the one on the first line. Where are you? I ask you that question because that really plays a part into how we look at our anger, okay, and where we are. For me, I was the short fuser. I was great. I could put on an act with all my friends and everything was calm and I could really keep myself together. But man, if my kids just said one thing and it could just be, Mom, I need, and before they even finish their sentence, I've bit into them, okay, and yelled at them. Why? Because, Mom, I just need a piece of gum, or can I have a piece of gum? Really? They didn't deserve that. Okay, so really think about this because I know for me, it was a game changer, okay? That rage that builds up within you, you need to know how to deal with that. Now, some of you are like, well, how did you deal with yours, Christiane? Well, that's a really good question. For me, it is exercise, okay? Because I am, as you know, as you can feel it across the microphone, across the world, across the sea, that I am a woman of energy. God really did create me that way, okay? And that energy is fantastic, but that energy can be, if it's an anger side of things, woo, better stand back because the bomb is going off. Or if it's love, oh my gosh, you can feel my arms just wrapped around you, squeezing you so tight that your head's about to bust off because of the love that's given to you. Those are great extremes to have. So for me, my control comes to my exercise. It allows me to keep myself in check. That's also my devotion time. So God keeps me in check. He's really good at that. He says, all right, we got to have a chat here. And I'm like, really? I don't want to talk about it. Well, you have to talk about it. Okay, I'm listening. And those talks come from various books I read, reading the Bible, my podcasts I listen to, chatting with my girlfriends, my coaches, okay? All of that. My personal trainers. I surround myself, and my hubby, okay? I surround myself with people to help me. And I'm very open about it because I want them to call me on it. Now, before I had this under control, before my short fuse was used for positive, because I use it really more for negative, okay? My anger part was more for negative. You can use it for positive. Before that, my husband would just, he would walk out the door when I would get that. He'd just leave, maybe to go to another room. He would go to the office. He had work to do, whatever. He would leave, okay? He'd leave my area of where I was. Now he calls me on it, which I love him for, okay? But we had to grow to that. It wasn't that easy because for him, dealing with calmness was important. That's how he dealt with anger. Well, that didn't help when finally he couldn't hold it in at one point. And he would let out little things. And it got difficult, hence our tornado. But God has a way of coming in and taking our imperfections and making them perfect for his glory. And that's exactly what he did. He says, okay, Christine, so you use exercise. Yep, running's great. If you're a high energetic person, I really believe, number one, you should be walking anyway. Everybody, if you can walk, okay, seriously, I'm being serious here. If you can walk, I want you to use your legs and I want you to walk. You need to be walking every single day, okay? But with that, it's keeping yourself in check, having those tools and strategies. Well, it comes to this. I get a text from my son. And actually, the text was, I shouldn't say it that way. Maybe I should reverse it and say this, okay? The story is goes like this. My son comes home, and I said, oh, hey, hun, did you have a good day? And he said, Mom, did you get my text? And I said, what text? The last one where you I just said, okay? He goes, no, I sent you multiple texts. And I said, no, son, I didn't. So I immediately grabbed my phone and I looked at it and I showed it to him. I said, oh, no, here. He goes, well, I sent you three. I could just see there was something within him that was just like something wasn't right. You know your own children, right? And I was like, okay. He goes, it's been killing me all day. So I said, well, do you want me to read the text? And he goes, yeah. Now, before I finish the story, I want to leave you, I want to read you this, okay? It's from Mark Twain. Mark Twain says this, anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Your anger can actually burn you more than it can burn someone else. So my son shows me the text and he stands there in total, utter silence. I could feel he was shaking a little bit internally. I wasn't sure why I was getting that from him, but it was. So I took his phone and I read his text. And to this day yet, I still have not gotten the text. Okay. But he showed it to me. I mean, it went through. It said as it did, but it never registered with me. Right. So it said, Mom, I just got pulled over and got a speeding ticket. I'll pay for it. I'm sorry. Next text. It says, this is killing me, Mom. Please answer my text. Another text. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to. I'll pay for it myself. I'm sorry, Mom. Those three texts never came to me. I sat there and read them, and I was very calm. And I simply looked at him in the eyes and I said, "Sweetheart, things like this happen. We'll take care of it. Where's the ticket?" He showed it to me. He says, "Mom, I want to pay for it right now." We actually did try to log on to pay for it. It wasn't even in the system yet. You see, the whole day he went because he got this ticket in the morning. Well, it was around lunchtime. And so school, so it's like three, almost 4 hours time had passed. And I never had responded to his text. He even told his friend that my mom is going to be furious with me. That short fuse, that anger. That's what he was really hoping for because that's what he was expecting. But instead, I greeted him with calmness. Number one, I never got the text. So it actually worked to my advantage. That distance, that keeping calm became actually a blessing in disguise for my son. You see, he actually beat himself up more than I had to. He was angry with himself more than any of my yelling or being upset or stomping or whatever I would have done in that moment. Now, way back when, I probably would have yelled at him. Now, I would not have. I just would have shook my head and said, "Really? Where were you? Tell me what happened." You see, it was funny because it was just that morning I happened to see on the news that the teenage driving, the distractions were more than actually texting. That distractions in the car caused more accidents. It was like 56% or something, 56 or 66%. Regardless of which number it is, it's still a lot. It's not the texting. Texting was like 12%. But the actual distractions, having a friend in the car. And I can remember telling him, saying, "Son, yes, tell me what happened." You see, for him, he was angry at himself because he knew he let me down. He knew that that was the last thing that I would want. Number one, it costs money, right? And we know money does not grow on trees. Number two, he was mad at himself because he broke the law. He was hoping that I would yell at him and get mad at him via text. So when he came home, facing me would have been easier. But ultimately, me not getting that text, which I got to tell you, I know it was a God thing. That anger within him, the anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel. That anger within my son himself did more damage to him. And actually, it wasn't damage. It actually was refreshing because he said to me, "Mom, I'm not really glad that it happened, but I am glad because I've learned my lesson." Yeah, he kind of has a heavy foot. And we all can get kind of distracted. But it was a way for him to realize, I really got to think when I'm behind the wheel. Yeah, you see, they have to pass mommy's driving test before they can get their real driving test. And so on this confession to you today, I ask you, is it calmness or fireworks for you? Where does your anger lie? Is it something that short fuse is used for good? Is that energy that becomes all balled up inside, does it come out with love or with hurt? Yeah. You see, that's where I had to learn to deal with my anger. Okay. And that anger was using it for good. Don't you think Jesus got upset with us? I mean, surely, in all seriousness. I mean, don't you think he was like, "Come on, it's common sense. You know, he just wants to slap us around." But did he? No, he slapped us around with love. Now, I'm not saying that you should not discipline your child. Oh my goodness, that is not what I'm saying, okay? Because I am one mama that believes in discipline, okay? And we need to hold to that. But it's how we act upon it. Where does that anger part fall into it? And for me, it was destructive. And that was the last thing I wanted to be to my children and to my husband, is to be destructive in my thought, in my words, in my actions. That was the last thing I wanted. But anger can be used for good, and it can be used with love. I mean, look here. My son standing so tall to me, saying, "Mom, I learned my lesson. I didn't have to say anything." Me not getting that text, me not responding. And it's easy for me to say, "Oh, well, I could, if I would have gotten that, I just would have responded nicely." I don't know. I can't go back in time. But what I do know is that my response totally changed the outcome. Or at that point, it was the lack of response. Calmness or fireworks? Which is it for you? I really want you to think about it, because you are on the front lines. And I want you to be able to take your anger, your rage, and use it for good. Use it for love, not for destruction. Okay? Because you are one who is given a tough task. You're a mom. You have a husband. You have a partner that you need to love unconditionally. And that anger is something that kind of places a condition on love. And that's not what we're taught to do, are we? Yeah. So I ask you, calmness and fireworks, what would be your confession to me today? Where is it that you need to work? So I leave you with this. The kiss, okay? The kiss. And this has kind of been a long one, but it's really, as you can tell, it really hits home. It's real. It's real for me. And that is, I want you to first acknowledge where you are on your anger scale. Are you on the calmness side, or are you on the fireworks side? Where are you? Once when you identify that, it's so much easier to know how you can use anger on purpose. Okay? And your kiss is this. What would Jesus do? WWJD. What would Jesus do? That's it. Because he dealt with his anger through love, through compassion, through giving and serving. Yet he was very much a disciplinarian. So think about that. Think about your role in being on the front lines. Calmness and fireworks can be magnificent, and it can be used to totally change not only you, but the ones that you love, okay? But it's how you go about it, how you do it, how you execute it, okay? Don't short fuse out. Love out. I love you so very much. I want you to be awesome on those front lines, because they're tough. I know they're tough, but be vulnerable. Be okay with saying, you know what, I made a mistake, and you know what, own up to it. Be okay to apologize. Be okay with that. Know that you're imperfect, but you're perfect through God. But we still need to ask and say, I'm sorry. Okay? Live life with short love, not a short fuse. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Hugs, love, and lots of blessings. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.